ಸಂಜಾ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪಿಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನ ಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ಬಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀ ಜನವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಜಯೋ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ಜಯ ಪ್ರಭುಪದ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಬೋಲ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ಗೌರ ಹರಿ ಹರಿನಾಮ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಸಮವೈತ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಕೀ ಜಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ Is it okay if I read directly CC verses rather than reading Bhagavatam verses? Main directly CC verses padhu Bhagavatam ka kal Ajit Mukund Prabhu sab cover kar lenge jo bhi mera hai. Chapter 8th Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chapter 8th is entitled as the author is Adi Leela. Chapter 8, very beautiful chapter, and chapter is entitled as the author receives the order of Krishna and the Guru. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is receiving the order. So I was hearing earlier a lecture of Gaurangpur also. He was mentioning what are the power of blessings. So this chapter actually highlights the power of blessings. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also expresses that how his bodily condition is, how he is staying in Vrindavan, and still he was empowered to write this beautiful book. So he starts this chapter with a verse. Vande Chaitanya Devam Tam Bhagavantam Yad Ichchaya Prasabham Nartayate Chitram Lekharange Jadopiyam Vande Chaitanya Devam Tam Bhagavantam Yad Ichchaya Prasabham Nartayate Chitram Lekharange Jadopiyam Vande Chaitanya Devam Tam Bhagavantam Yad Ichchaya Prasabham Nartayate Chitram Lekharange Jadopiyam. I offer my respects to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Dev, by whose desire I have become like a dancing dog and suddenly taken up to the writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, although I am a fool. So he's expressing in the first verse only that he's not qualified actually, but he has been empowered to do this service. Jai Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra. Jaya Jaya Paramananda Jaya Nityananda. So after offering his obeisances to all the Vaishnavas, if you read text number 5, he says, Mukha Kavita Kare Yasa Bara Smarane Pangugiri Lage Andha Dekhe Tara Gane. Mukha Kavita Kare, like I'm person sitting here, I'm Mukha. So the dumb person, by remembering the lotus feet of Panchatattva, as he has just remembered all the Vaishnavas in the Panchatattva, he is telling why he has remembered them. By remembering the lotus feet of Panchatattva, a dumb man can become a poet. His name was Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Kaviraj is the king of all poets. So he is telling that a dumb man like me has become a poet. A lame man can cross mountain and a blind man can see the stars in the sky. So sometimes when these kind of these statements are given, it is to highlight that the impossible becomes possible when there is a power of blessings behind us. So in this way, he is saying this. Esab namane yai pandita sakala tasabara vidya paatha bheka kolahala. The education cultivated by so-called learned scholars who do not believe these statements of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is just like the tumultuous croaking of frogs. E sabana mane yai pandita sakal. If people don't believe how these blessings work, they don't understand the panchatattva, and if they study so many scriptures, it is just like a croaking of frogs. The Veda part karke ya kuch bhi karke, if somebody achieves the highest position also in this material world, or highest philosophers are there, still they are considered as croaking of frogs because they have not attained such mercy of the Lord. Rather than becoming a high education, it is better to receive some mercy and practice Krishna consciousness, chant Hare Krishna, live in association. Esabana mane yebe kare Krishna bhakti Krishna kapa nahi tare nahi tar gati. If people don't believe in the concept of panchatattva, if people don't believe on the teachings of Shad Goswamis, and still try to do Krishna bhakti, hum to Krishna bhakt hain, bachpan se hi Bhagwan ka naam japte hain. Krishna kripa nahi tare nahi tar gati. The actual mercy of the Supreme Lord will not flow because in this Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya has come to flow that mercy, to give that mercy to everyone very easily. So that will not flow in the life of a person. We can see also, so many pious people come to GV, They are also somewhat practicing. Like North Indians, they have Laddu Gopal at home. In my family also they kept. So many things they do. But actual practice and actual sincerity doesn't come. They are having difficulty to follow even basic things. Like, hum Krishna ko alag se bhog laga dete hain, apna khana alag banate. They kept the Lord in the house, but Krishna bhakti kripa is not flowing. And even if somebody is trying to follow, he faces a lot of struggles in his own personal life also. And others also he can't inspire in his families. But here we see in Krishna consciousness, family, brother, sub-relatives. Sometimes there is problem between husband-wife also, in Krishna consciousness also, because of strong practices. Sometimes they are not inclined. But we see how mercy flows, how people take up. So they reject so many things in their life. They reject so many material considerations and take up to Krishna. Like I always see this example of Mohan Vilas Prabhu's father. His brother and his brother all are like, full generation is like full devotee Mohan Vilas Prabhu from like childhood only. So we can see how it's flowing. And to some other organizations also, Sri Vaishnava organization, they also very strictly follow and the whole culture is pervading. But see, in 50 years the ISKCON what has achieved, it's a big achievement actually to inflow the process of bhakti in so many people. It's a big achievement. That's why he's saying, Esabana mane kare Krishna bhakti. He tries to do, but the flow of mercy will not flow if Mahaprabhu's mission is not associated. And he gives the example of Jarasandh also, that he used to do Veda part and all, but he was very expert in Vedas. And recently, Dashera also went. And Ravan also used to be like that. Unke ancestors like Sumali, Mali and Mallevan. Three brothers were there. Sumali, Mali and Mallevan. Mallevan was the actual person who built Lanka. It was not built by Ravana. Mallevan was the person who built Lanka and he gave it to Kubera to rule. But Ravana... And Sumali was little tricky person. He was always feeling that our Rakshasa dynasty is always troubled by demigods. So we should have a combination. A person should come who has a Brahminical knowledge also and Rakshasi stuff also. So he was trying to mix both of them. And what he did, his daughter was there. Kaikashi, na? So Kaikashi got married to Vishrava. And Vishrava was a perfect Brahmana. And they both got married. And he was tricked. Vishrava was tricked by Kaikashi. And this was a plan of Sumali. And in this way, all the brothers came. Vibhishan, Kumbhakaran, and Ravana. Ravana was like the expected one. This is the person whom we... And that's why he was having some some learnings he was having, Vedic understanding. And so one time he approached Narad Muni. Narad Muni was traveling and Narad Muni he approached and he asked, can you teach me Om Mantra, Om Gayatri Mantra, you can teach me? Narad Muni said, I can't teach you like that. So I will do punishment to you. I will beat you. Ravana said to Narad Muni, I will beat you if you don't teach it. This is the thing. He's having desiring to learn Vedic things, Vedic scriptures, but in a way of Rakshasi way. So Jarasandh was also like that. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Vihari Bhagavan ki jai. So Narad Muni said, I can't teach you. If you don't teach me, I will cut you to pieces. So he had a sword. It was called a Chandrahash. And it was rewarded by, I think, Brahmaji to him. I think Brahmaji or Shivji, it was rewarded to him. Like, he did tapasya and he got this. And it was told by that if you misuse this in a wrong way, this will come back to me. So he was dealing with Narada now. And he took out this sword. And he did also. It was not just a verbal thing. He did also. He took the sword and just tried to cut Narad Muni on that spot. But what happened? A sword went past through, but Narad Muni kept standing. Ravana got shocked. Ravana said, "Oh my God, kuch ho nahi raha hai. Chandrahas to demigods in there. This sword was awarded by like demigods and greatest of the demigods, but nothing is happening to Narada." So he tried to cut, but nothing was happening. And then immediately he kept the sword and bent down. "Can you give me like the body like this?" "Can you give me body like this?" So this is the nature of demons. Immediately he was, one time he was trying to cut, but immediately he's bending down to ask such favors. This is how they trick demigods also. They ask their boons, and if the boons are satisfied, then they carry on in their life, sense gratification life. So Narada said, "It's not easy to get such a life. You have to worship Vishnu." "Vishnu? I will never worship Vishnu. How can Vishnu word come from my mouth only? I can never worship Vishnu. Get out from here." So Narada Muni said, "I will have to teach him a lesson. I have to make him humble in his life. The way of attitude he is living in, it's not good. He's troubling all the kings around and so many things he's doing." So then Narada thought, how to teach him a lesson? He's such a rakshasa, big rakshasa, troubling so many kings. And Ravana was in such a rage that he was going and conquering everywhere he was. He got that boons and everything, he was trying to conquer everywhere. So Narada then thought, in such a case of personality, we have to first go and humbly beg to trick something, to have some tricks on him. We have to be humble in front of them. We can't go in an aggression. So he went and glorified, like Prahlad Maharaj glorifies, "Oh, best of the demons." So similarly, Narada also goes and glorifies, "You are such a great demon. You have conquered the whole area. You have conquered the demigods." In this way, he was glorifying. "Can I tell you something? There is one special god. If you conquer him, these all tiny kings, they will easily come under you. You are wasting your time conquering all these kings. Go and conquer him." "Oh, who is this god?" If everybody is afraid of him. "And these tiny humans, they can easily be like conquered if you conquer him." So he said, "Who is that god? Who is that god? You know, everyone is afraid here of him." Who was he? "Everyone is afraid of death. And the god of death is Yamaraj. Go and conquer him." So he tried. "Hey, Yamaraj? Oh wow, I have never approached him. Let me go and conquer him." So he went to Yamaloka. And he took all the enemies, all the Rakshasa dynasty with him, that they will conquer Yamalok today. So when they were trying to reach the gate of Yamalok, all the Sena was there. Rakshasi Sena was there. And they were entering Yamalok. And inside, Yamdutas were there. They are more powerful than Rakshasas. So when Rakshasas entered, they were having confidence on Ravana. Ravana will take care. He's a powerful person. So they entered. But when they entered, Rakshasas were like this. Yamdutas were like this. In height and everything, in built and the quality of weapons, everything. So they were confident on Ravana only. And Ravana saw the scene of Yamaloka. First time in his heart, compassion came. Toward all the living entities who were there in Yamaloka. My God, such a kind of torture they are doing. So I will explain one torture which is explained in Ramayana. Imagine there is a huge tree here, and on the tree, like sometime Bhargat ke ped po side se bhi branches aate na, and some of the shoots also come from side of the tree. So all the shoots were coming from the tree, on the trunk only. And those shoots were made of very sharp edged, very sharp edged things. Sab kaante kaante aise nikle the. And above there were leaves. All over the tree there were leaves. And leaves were made of two swatted talwar ko kya bolte, swords. Double-edged swords. Leaves were like that. All the leaves were like that. So the tree was such. And the punishment was given, climb that tree. So the person was climbing that tree, who is being punished in that Yamloka. He was trying to climb, and all the injuries were coming on his body. Yatana Sharir, he was getting all the injuries on his body. But interestingly, when he was climbing, a rope was tied on his stomach. A rope was tying, and he was climbing. When he reached the top, Yamdutas used to pull him down. Understood what happened? So he used to come back again from that tree, getting scratched everywhere, and the whole body is like. So when Ravana saw that scene, I never torture people like that. They're getting tortured so much. We should release all of them. They are of my brother category only. All these people have done same sins which I am doing every day. So let them all be released. So he said, we will change the system. Like Hiranyakashipu thought, we will change the system. We will release all of them. All of these people who are staying in Yamloka. So they attacked very fiercely. All of them attacked, and when everyone was attacking. So Rakshasa were very less powerful than Yamdutas. But the power was behind Ravana. So Ravana took out the Pashupatas, which was given by Lord Shiva. And this weapon has a speciality. When it was just swinged like this, thousands of arrows used to come. Just not even cutting someone, just swinged like this. So thousands of arrows used to come, and it used to kill so many people. First time, Yamdutas were getting killed like this. Yamdutas were getting hurt. We can't say killed, but getting hurt like this. All the arrows were coming and hitting on their bodies. So this was not acceptable by Yamaraj ji. And Yamaraj ji came and he saw, what is this happening? He's changing that. He's trying to change the whole system of Yamloka. So then Yamaraj just did like this. Opened his palm and again closed. So there one spear came up. Golden spear. It was called as Yamadand. It was the highest weapon in Yamloka to punish someone. So the Yamdand came, and immediately he was trying to hit Ravana. So then when he was trying to hit, it was actually a breaking of a boon of Brahma. Because Brahma had already given one boon to Ravana, that he can't be killed by any god or weapon. It has to be killed by some human being. Because he asked, human beings can't kill me. So let me have that boon. So Brahmaji came and stopped him. And conversation happened between Yamaraj ji and Brahmaji, that this boon I have given, if you kill him right now, my boon will be like failure. And people will not believe in my future boons when I'll be giving. So this conversation was not heard by Ravana. And when Yamdand was in hand of Yamaraja, Ravana was very fearful. Ravana said, now I got killed. Narad ne mujhe phasa diya hai. Narad has tricked me and brought me here, and I am fighting with Yamaraj, and Yamaraj is going to kill me now. So in this way, Ravana was very fearful, and Yamaraj was getting instructions from Brahmaji not to kill him. I have given him boon. So just Yamaraj went back saying, go away from here. You are freed. Ravana was like given baksh diya. Ravana went back, and all the soldiers of Rakshasa dynasty, they went back. And they went back and shouting, Trilokpati, Ravan ki jai. He has not won the war. But all the people are uselessly shouting that today Ravana is Trilokeshwar. So I said this story just to highlight that people have false, like, they have so many Veda part and everything, but proper inclination to serve Krishna is not there, as it is mentioned in Jarasandh case. So this chapter is entitled as the author receives the order of Krishna and Guru. So let us go to those verses where he is getting order. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is getting order from all the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan. I remember when we went to Yatra 2015, and very fortunate to see that event when it was happening in Radhakund, 400th anniversary of Chaitanya Charitamrita being completed. That time we were there, Radhakund. Great celebration was happening. So many Gaudiya devotees were there. They were celebrating very nicely. So it was 2015. So you can track back 400 years. Now I think 407 years have passed. 407 saal. So while before writing Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying in text number 33, Aramuda loka suna chaitanya mangala chaitanya mahima yate jani besakala. Oh fools, we are fools who are reading Chaitanya Charitamrit. He is saying, first you read Chaitanya Bhagavat. So this confusion was in there in my mind also earlier. Because many times we say, no, we have to read first Prabhupada books. We have to read first Prabhupada books. So, but author himself is saying, it's okay if you read Chaitanya Bhagavat first. Because it will be like chronology. Because Vrindavan Das Thakur, when he was writing Chaitanya Bhagavat, he got so much absorbed in writing Nityanand pastimes. And then later, the granth became so big. And then he wrote pastimes of Lord Chaitanya in detail. When he reached to the point where Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas, after that, if he writes, it will, Lord Chaitanya sannyas pastime is like half of the life of Lord Chaitanya. Because 24 he took sannyas, and before that, and those pastimes are very elaborate and very philosophical. So he said, oh, so much granth has become Nityanand pastimes and Lord Chaitanya pastimes. So then he just summarized it, all the pastime. That's why here Chaitanya Charitamrit in Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, you first read Chaitanya Bhagavat, because he has written in detail the pastimes of Supreme Lord from his first to 24 of age. And then elaboration can be read in this book. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And whenever we used to hear Radhanath Maharaj lectures in yatras, I was always used to have this feeling, where Maharaj is reading all these pastimes in detail? Chaitanya Charitamrit mein Gaurang Prabhu bolte hai, toh itna detail nahi aata hai. It doesn't come, like Chaitanya Charitamrit doesn't have details of those childhood pastimes and all. So where Maharaj is reading? And slowly, slowly when I grew up in Krishna, I understood it's Chaitanya Bhagavat that Maharaj is reading in detail. And if you hear Maharaj earlier lectures also, when Maharaj used to give in like those golden days in Chopati, so in so much details he used to speak about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. So all those pastimes are actually spoken from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Philosophically, Maharaj used to connect from Chaitanya Charitamrit, and in detail pastimes were spoken from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna Lila Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Lila Vyas Vrindavan Das. Vrindavan Das Thakur is same person who has written earlier Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved Vyas. Now he has come to again write Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's why Chaitanya Lila he has written from birth pastimes till the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Chaitanya nitaya yate janiya mahima yate jani krishna bhakti siddhante rasima. If you read Chaitanya Mangal, text number 36, one can understand all the glories and truths of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Krishna. So, text number 39, very beautiful section is this. And very important verses. I'm running fast because there are very great, nice verses ahead. That's why I'm covering very fast. Manushya rachite nare aiche granth dhanya Vrindavan das mukhe vakta shri chaitanya. Like Prabhupada used to say, I'm not writing these books. All the books have been dictated by Krishna to me. We were reading our during Prasad also. And Prabhupada used to hear all his books so thoroughly. And so, you heard that pastime where Madhav Prem was reciting that from 2 hours, Prabhupada was hearing continuously, and some pronunciation or something was wrong, and immediately Prabhupada opened his eyes. He corrected immediately. So everybody thought Prabhupada is dozing off, but actually Prabhupada was listening very attentively. So he personally believes, Prabhupada personally believes that all these books have been dictated by Krishna only. So here also, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, these books which have been written, Manushya Rachite Nare Aiche Granta Dhanya. Granta Dhanya. There's so many granthas, so many books, so many Upanishads, so many Vedas. But can you imagine if Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita were not there? How people will understand the rasa aspect? How people will understand to how to reciprocate and serve the Lord in such a high way of devotion? If Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu would not have been there. So they have been recently written actually. I just said 400 years ago only. Chaitanya Charitamrita was written and Chaitanya Bhagavat was written. If these books would not have been there, whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya would not have been there. Whole preaching effort of all the Gaudiya Sanstas, ISKCON would not have been there. Krishna Bhakti would not have risen up. Vrindavan Dham Mahima would not have been highlighted so much. All this thing has happened because of this Granth Dhanya. These scriptures have been given so nicely to us. So we can relish those pastimes. I gave a few lectures on Ishopanishad and it was so taxing to me only to understand those Upanishadic words, and because sometimes it feels like some dry statements. There is no rasa. If you go deep, those who have great knowledge, they can go deep on those statements only. They can connect to Bhagavatam statements. Those things can be done. But just literally reading those statements, But if you just literally read these statements, immediately it gives satisfaction also, nourishment also. Upanishadic verse, you have to have a deep knowledge to have connection between different other scriptures. So, Manushya Rachite Nare Granth Dhanya Vrindavan Das Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally has dictated these things to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ataeva bhaja loka chaitanya nityananda khandibe sansara dukha pave prema ananda. Therefore, all of you please worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. The miseries of this material existence will cease to exist if you have loving service towards the Supreme Lord. I think Sharad Purnima is the only day when Lord Chaitanya entered into Vrindavan. Kartik Purnima he entered. Last day of Kartik. He entered into Vrindavan. Here also, yeah, same day. Chaitanya Chandrera Lila Ananta Apar Varnite Varnite Grantha Hoila Vista. So this verse is the reason. 46th verse. This verse is the reason why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was inspired to write Chaitanya Charitamrita. This verse is the reason. Chaitanya Chandrera Lila Anant Apar. So much elaboration can be done. And somebody can, I know few names. You can also, what are the different books written about Lord Chaitanya? Chaitanya Mangal by Lochan Das Thakur, I think. Then Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. There is another book by Murari Gupta, I think, Chaitanya Charitra. I think 4-6 books are there. And all the books are having different. Then Nityananda book is also there. What is that book? About Lord Nityananda, the whole book is there. Nityananda Charitamrita, the whole book is there. So, that's why this verse is there. Chaitanya Chandrera Lila Ananta Apar. Varnite Varnite Granta Hoila Vistar. So when Vrindavan Das Thakur was elaborating those details about Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, and Granth became big. So that's why there is a need of writing the future Leela. সেই সব লীলার শুনিতে বিবরণ বৃন্দাবনবাসী ভক্তেরা উৎকণ্ঠিত মন, উৎকণ্ঠিত মন। Devotees in Vrindavan were very much eager to hear the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. That's why they went and requested Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Haridas ji the, Haridas, not Haridas Thakur, the saint Haridas was there, who was worshipping Govindev there and all the other Goswamis of the Vrindavan. They went and approached Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that you please write. And he tells also, when he visited all those temples, he specifically mentioned about Govindev. And then he went to Madan Mohan also. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Raja seva hoye tara vichitra prakar, divya samagri divya vastra alankar, sahasra sevaka seva kare anukshana, sahasra vadane seva na yaye varanan. When I was hearing Gaurang Prabhu's lecture, he was mentioning about these two verses. And I wrote that statement which Gaurang Prabhu said. Prosperity of organization and temples goes up and down. But path of bhakti should remain sublime. These two verses are mentioning Raj Seva Hoye Tara Vichitra Prakar. Very elaborately, very beautifully, Govindev was worshipped in Vrindavan. Divya Samagri, Divya Vastra Alankar. Beautiful decorations and beautiful dressings were done. And importantly, Sahasra Sevak. So many Sevaks were there. Seva Kare Anushan. Anushan. Every time serving, someone is bringing something, flowers and so many things. So I immediately connected with GV. So many people are working just to serve in those two temples. Sahasra vadane seva na yaye varanan. With thousands of mouth, one cannot describe this service which was going on in Govindev temple. And why Prabhuji said prosperity comes and downs? Because if you go now, you can't see the same scene. Jagannath Puri, same scene is working till now also. They are still working in, thousands of people working in for one temple. Can you imagine same thing in Govindev temple? So many people working. After the Mughal attack, it all got depleted. It got down, degraded. Went down. All the service went down. But Sahasra Seva Ka Seva Kare Anushan. So when I read this verse, I was just imagining what would have been the scene in Govindev temple. Such a beautiful temple. Imagine it was just sprayed and cleaned also, like we do here. It is cleaned and proper setup is there, prasadam distribution is there, the whole setup of Govindev temple. So imagine Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami going and seeing this scene and then is describing. So then he mentions about Pandit Haridas, who was serving here, who is serving, and he was the, like Adhyaksh there, and he was chief of the all the service. So then all the devotees, they are requesting to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami to write this book. So I'm just trying to get those verses which are beautiful about his mood. Text number 73. वैष्णवेर आज्ञापय्य चिंतित अंतरे मदन गोपाल गिला आज्ञा मागी बारे. सो ही वेंट टू मदन मोहन टेम्पल कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी आफ्टर गेटिंग ऑल द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द वैष्णवाज ही इज नाउ गोइंग एंड रिक्वेस्टिंग मदन मोहन जी हाउ कैन आई फुलफिल दिस टॉल ऑर्डर विच आई एम गेटिंग टॉल ऑर्डर which I am getting to write this book. 72 verse also he says, Mora agya karile sab karuna kariya, ta sabara bole likhi nirlaj hoya. Nirlaj hoya. How shameful I am. They are saying to write, I am writing also. I am not opposing that I am not qualified. I am so stubborn that they are saying to write, I am ready also. But this is his humility in which he is saying that I am a nirlaj person. They say that it's their mercy that they are trying to give. But I am not, I am just thinking that I am qualified to get that mercy. So Vaishnavera Agya Paya Chintita Antare. So he was thinking continuously inside his heart how to fulfill this. Darshane Karile Kairi Charan Vandan Gosai Das Puji Kare Charan Sevan. So when he went to that temple, this is happening during the time of 610 to 616. In between this is happening. 1610 ke beech mein is time hai jis samay when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is going to Madan Mohan temple. That time we can imagine how Madan Mohan temple would have been, how service would have been going there. So he is mentioning that also. Agya mala paya mara haila anand tahara karino e granthera aarambh. So he is starting this grantha. 80 verse is very important. 80th verse, Adi Lila, 8th chapter. Kuladi Devata More Madana Mohana Yara Sevak Raghunath Rupa Sanatana. You can repeat this verse. Kuladi Devata Mora Madana Mohana Yara Sevak Raghunath Rupa Sanatana. Now, as the word of Raghunath Das Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami has come. So let us discuss something about Raghunath Das Goswami. So we'll jump to Adi Lila, chapter 10, text number 86, where Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing about the branches of Chaitanya tree. And recently he has just described about Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. So I'm reading from text number 89, Adi Lila, chapter 10. Paschamira loka sabha muda anachar, taha pracharila dohe bhakta sadachar. The two devotees are preaching to the western area. Now they have started preaching. Who are these two devotees? Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. I think on the western area they have made that Vrindavan, Ramakeli, they have started preaching there in the area of Nawab Hussain Shah. Then after mentioning about what books he has written, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, all the books they have written, now he has started describing another branch or the follow-up branch of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. Text number 91, Mahaprabhura Priya Bhritta Raghunath Das Sarvatyaji Kaile Prabhura Padata Lepash Vas. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the 46th branch of the tree, was one of the most dear servants of Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all his material possessions to surrender completely unto the Lord and live at his lotus feet. Mahaprabhura Priya Bhritya Raghunath Das Sarvatyaji Kaila Prabhura Padatale Vas. I was thinking to speak something about Raghunath Das Goswami. When I read this verse, if you can open the purport, the whole purport is about his life. Raghunath Das Goswami's life. I just thought, rather than me speaking, I will just read the whole purport only. Very beautifully, each and every point is covered. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes in his Anubhashya, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was most probably born in the year 1416 in a Kayastha family as a son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was a younger brother of then Zamindar Hiranya Majumdar. So parents are described and the year is described, 1416. The village where he took birth is known as Sri Krishnapur. Sri Krishnapur. So then it is described, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to describe and Prabhupada used to describe how to reach there, which train to catch, all these descriptions have been given, how to reach Sri Krishnapur. A temple of Sri Sri Radha Govind is still there. In front of that temple is a large open area, but no large hall for devotees to assemble. Prabhupada is just mentioning there is no hall to sit for devotees, but temple is beautifully there and Radha Govind temple is there. If you see in ISKCON also and various gaudiya temples also, mostly they keep the name of deities as Radha Govind, as more Abhidaya deity. If you see, Prabhupada also used to visit Radha Govind. I think the first deities which were established, I'm not sure, can be clarified. I think the name was Radha Govind, the first deities which Prabhupada also established. And then all other deities also, here also Radha Govind temple is there. A rich Calcutta gentleman named Haricharan Ghosh, who resided in the Shimla quarter, recently repaired the temple. The entire temple compound is surrounded by walls, and in a small room just to the side of the temple is a small platform on which Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship the deity. So in that temple there is a small platform where Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship the Radha Govind deities. The forefathers of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami were all Vaishnavas and very rich men. His spiritual master at home was Yadunandan Acharya. Although Raghunath Das Goswami was a family man, he had no attachment for his estate and wife. Seeing his tendency to leave home, his father and uncle engaged special bodyguards to watch over him. But nevertheless, he managed to escape their vigilance and went away to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody remember that beautiful verse which Istri Apsara Sama Indra Sama Aishwarya, that wife like a Apsara and Aishwarya like Indra. Still these things were not able to capture Raghunath Das Goswami and make him stay at home. He went to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami compiled 3 books named Stavamala, Stavali, and Dana Charitra and Mukta Charitra. He lived a long time, residing for most of his life at Radha Kund. The place where Raghunath Das Goswami performed his devotional service still exists by Radha Kund. He almost completely gave up eating and therefore he was very skinny and of weak health. His only concern was to chant the holy name of the Lord. He gradually reduced his sleeping until he was almost not sleeping at all. It is said that his eyes were always full of tears. When Srinivas Acharya went to see Raghunath Das Goswami, the Goswami blessed him by embracing him. Srinivas Acharya requested his blessings for preaching in Bengal, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami granted them. In the Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, it is stated that Raghunath Das Goswami was formerly the gopi named Ras Manjari. Sometimes it is said that he was Rati Manjari. The whole purport when I read, I thought, wow, Prabhupada has given just in one purport, he has given the whole life of Raghunath Das Goswami. And now few verses we will read which are like more elaboration of these summary.
Prabhu samarpaila tara swarupe rahate, Prabhu gupta seva kaila swarupe rasate.
When Raghunath Das Goswami approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri, the Lord entrusted him to the care of Swarupa Damodar. That's why he was called as Swarupa Raghunath. Thus they both engage in the confidential service of the Lord.
Shodasha Vatsara Kaila Antaranga Sevana Swarupera Antardhyana Aila Vrindavan.
So both the Lord and Swarupa Damodar Goswami has passed away now. So he thought, what I will do with my life now? So let me go to Vrindavan and what to do? Jump from Govardhan Hill and commit suicide. I will read one statement from Prabhupada also, very interesting.
Vrindavan doi bhaira charan dekhiya, Govardhane tyajibe deha bhrugupat kariya.
I will go to the Govardhan Hill and to the top and jump from there and commit suicide. Because Lord Chaitanya is not there, Sarup Damodar Goswami has went now. I will just take darshan of Rupa and Sanatan, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, then I will leave my body. Prabhupada writes in the purport, jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill is a system of suicide, especially performed by saintly persons. It's not a recommendation. It's a very highest level of committing, because it's an aparad actually for a human being to commit suicide. We should not by use our free will to give up our body. But Raghunath Das Goswami is attempting at a very high level. That's why Prabhupada is writing just in a way, jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill is a system of suicide, especially performed by saint. Another system of suicide is also there mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What was that? Going to Rath Yatra and coming under the wheel of Jagannath. Another system of suicide. Raghunath Das Goswami keenly felt separation from these two exalted personalities, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. That's why he was feeling, last I will take their darshan, then I will leave my body in Govardhan. My life is this much only. Eta nishchaya kari aila vrindavan asi rupa sanatenera vandila charan. So he worshipped the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, and he was thinking that now I will leave my body. Tabe dui bhai tare marite na dila. Both the brothers understood without him telling that he is coming for this purpose, so they stopped him. Nija tritya, they made him the third one. Rupa Sanatan and Raghunath, they made the third one. Mahaprabhura lila yata bahire antare dui bhai tare mukhe shune nirantare. Very important. The Raghunath Das Goswami was there in between Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. He was staying. Then what Rupa Sanatan did? Mahaprabhura lila yata bahire antare. Because he was staying with the secretary of Lord Chaitanya. Sarup Damodar Prabhuji was secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was continuously, and he was also witnessing. I think both Sarup Damodar and Raghunath Das Goswami has given all the content for Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So, Mahaprabhura Lila, that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning in little detail about Raghunath Das Goswami's staying with Lord Chaitanya and Sarup Damodar. Mahaprabhura Lila yata bahire antare. Inside full consciousness of Lord Chaitanya, and whenever he speaks something, it's all about Lord Chaitanya. So, two brothers who were exalted people sent by Lord Chaitanya to Vrindavan, they were sitting and hearing from Raghunath Das Goswami. Dui bhai tare mukhe sune nirantare. So they always kept on hearing. Then something is described about his future pastimes. Text number 98. Annajala tyaga kaila anya kathana. Two things he have rejected. Sometimes we emphasize more on eating, that he has given up eating. But the second thing which is mentioned is anya kathana. Stopped everything speaking about anything. Just pure Krishna katha or discussing only Chaitanya Charita. Anya jala tyaga kaila anya kathana. Pal dui tina matha kare na bhakshana. Just now Prabhuji was telling what he used to drink. Few drops of buttermilk. Sahasra dandavat kare lai lakshanam. Very heart touching shloka. Sahasra dandavat kare lai lakshanam. Very beautifully practiced this offering obeisances 1,000 times and lai lakshanam. Chanted at least 100,000 holy names. Dohi sahasra Vaishnavera nitya paranam. And 2,000 offering obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Ratri dine radha krishnera manas sevana prahareka mahaprabhura charitra kathana. See the lifestyle of such a great Goswami. Day and night he rendered service within his mind. And Radha Krishna, Ratri Dine, Radha Krishnera, Manasa Sevan. And in the daytime, Prahareka Mahaprabhura Charitra Kathana. Mahaprabhu Charitra used to be described to all the other Goswamis. Tina Sandhya Radha Kunde Apatita Snana Vrajavasi Vaishnavekare Alinga Mana. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami took 3 baths daily in the Radha Kund lake. As soon as he found a Vaishnava residing in Vrindavan, he would embrace him and give him all respect. Very beautiful description is there in these few verses about the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. Tara sadhana riti sunite chamatkar Sei Rupa Raghunath Prabhu Ye Amar. I'm stuck with wonder when I hear about the devotion service he executed. I accept Srila Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami as my guides. So both connections we can see on this day. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami leaving the body on this day. And Raghunath Das Goswami also leaving his body this day. Another Goswami is Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, written by these people and recited by Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Bhagavatam in different meters, and beautifully he was serving in Govindev temple. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was met initially in Kashi. When Lord Chaitanya visited Kashi, he was a son of Tapan Mishra. And Tapan Mishra was very much confused earlier about the goals of spiritual life. Then he was given one dream in which he was told that how Lord Chaitanya will come one day and he will teach him what is the goal of spiritual life. So when Tapan Mishra was meeting Lord Chaitanya, that time Raghunath Bhatt was a small boy, that time he met, and later Raghunath Bhatt Goswami went to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was sitting with all his followers and all the devotees. And that time Raghunath Bhatt enters and he sees that Lord Chaitanya is sitting with all his followers. So immediately a thought came to his mind that when I was there in Kashi, I met Lord Chaitanya, but will he recognize me here? So immediately when he came near or close by, immediately Lord Chaitanya said, Raghunath, please come here, Raghunath. Hesitation of Raghunath Bhatt Goswami was understood immediately by Lord Chaitanya, and he called him near and he made him associate with all the devotees. He introduced all the devotees to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Then he was given later service in Radha Govind Dev temple, and I think his contribution is also there in building that temple, Govind Dev temple. So in this way, all the glorious parampara of our Goswamis are there who have given this treasure of Krishna Bhakti. Otherwise, without their mercy and Lord Chaitanya's mercies, someone cannot practice only this properly. This proper Krishna Bhakti process cannot be practiced. So thank you so much for coming in, patiently hearing. Hare Krishna. Any comments or questions? Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki jai, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ki jai, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.